This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Inside what's going on here, there, and everywhere, you'll find us lurking. The DJV program, and the horizon is very broad here. Lots of things that are on our mind, and we'll share them with you so you can say, ah, I didn't know that. Jennifer Horn is here to entertain and somewhat edumacate you. Victoria Keelan as well, with her thoughts and ideas. So apparently, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Thank you very much. Round of applause for me being here.
Yay!
All right, so the Trumpster has been nominated. Is that the way when you are put up for a Nobel Peace Prize? What do they call the process?
It's a nomination, and this is as a result of the negotiating that's been going on between the Trump administration, Israel, and various sources in the Middle East, particularly when we talk about the United Arab Emirates. And so because of that, or citing that reason, President Trump has received a Nobel Peace Prize nomination for 2021. It was a nomination that was submitted by, and I'm going to do my best here, it's Norwegian names, Christian, got that part, Christian Tybring
Gigabit.
There's just a lot. There's a lot of confidence in just in J. Gigabit. Tell me how you would say this. G J E D D E.
I'd say the G was silent. So J, then go ahead. What's the next consonant?
So maybe Jetty. So Christian Tybring Jetty. G J. Okay. I can't even say G and J together. My tongue doesn't want to do it. G J E D D E.
It's okay.
How about that?
All right. So anyway,
could
so
you
Trump's
imagine
nominated.
It's the G J E D D E show.
Ooh. Right. Who else is nominated? How many? How much competition is there for this?
I think the nomination process has just started. So this Christian Eddie is a member of the Norwegian Parliament, and he said that President Trump's efforts through trying to resolve protracted conflicts worldwide got his attention. This is what he said. Quote, for his merit, I think he has done more trying to create peace between nations than most other Peace Prize nominees. He went on to say, and I'm just paraphrasing here because I saw the full statement earlier, that it has less to do with the person's personality and more to do with what the person brings to the table. And he contends that President Trump has done a lot, particularly when it comes to Middle Eastern countries, to try to bring more peace.
I think there's some truth to that. I think there's some truth to that. You see all the activity that's going on trying to broker these deals from various countries in the Middle East that have been kind of ravaging one another for years. And I'm remembering that Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize. Did Clinton get one?
Clinton got one, I think, for the Northern Ireland deal, I think.
Right. Yeah. That's falling apart now as we speak. By the way, Bill Clinton is hosting a podcast. Did you know that? There was one last year.
That get he some did time alone.
Foundation. What do you mean? Be away from Hillary?
I don't know if you saw this weekend. I don't know if it was this week. It was in the last several days. But there was a picture of Hillary Clinton, there was a video of Hillary Clinton talking about Trump and issues and all that stuff. And Bill Clinton's sitting in the back, and he looks like someone has just, like, killed his cat. I mean, he looks just, like, really sad. And then there's a side-by-side of him at a funeral, and I'm not sure whose funeral it was, where he's smiling from ear to ear. And so, obviously, the message was Bill Clinton's happier at a funeral than he is at home, which... The internet will catch you in a million different places and then exploit you mercilessly.
That's for sure.
Mercilessly.
All right.
But the other, just before we move on from the president's also expected to announce officially today with the Pentagon that they're going to withdraw more U.S. troops from Iraq. This is, the president has promised us all along that he was going to try to bring troops home instead of deploying more. And they're reducing U.S. troop levels from where they are now, which is about 5,200 troops to 3,500, according to a senior defense official. So that the more details on that will come out today.
Yesterday, I was in Athol, Massachusetts. I went out to Western Mass to see some business partners and do some stuff out there. And there's a new mall on the top of the hill right off of Route 2. And featured prominently is a new Hobby Lobby store. And apparently, there is a problem, at least some people think it's a problem. This kind of reminds me of the Chick-fil-A guy who is mm-hmm. outspoken when it comes to his points of view. The Hobby Lobby guy also. There's a picture on display that says, vote Trump. And the Hobby Lobby, when you go through the door. And so apparently that has turned some people off or ticked them off. And so now there's an organization that's going to boycott Hobby Lobby. You know, that's freedom. Go ahead, do it. But you know, haven't you got something better to do?
Well,
so
see,
the guy
this is what
that
I don't understand.
For, so he likes Trump. Okay, so what?
Well, corporations have been talking about what they do politically for a very long time. And I would say, how many corporations are donating to Black Lives Matter? How many, American Airlines just yesterday is going to allow their employees to wear pins about Black Lives Matter. So, I think
by the way,
for companies, this isn't new. And if you don't like it, then don't shop there.
Speaking of airlines, there is a rumor floating around, and I don't have this. I'm usually pretty close to airline news, that American, of all of the major carriers, and there are now five, American, Delta, United, Southwest, and JetBlue. Among the five, American is the largest and got the most in government bailout and is having the most problem. That's why they're filling their seats, the planes up, because they have a real financial problem. And there are some, and I say this is sort of karma because I don't like the management team. The guy who's the chairman of the board is a guy named Doug Parker, who's a lusty, bloodthirsty cur, as far as I'm concerned. The way he runs the airline leaves a lot to be desired, let's put it that way. Anyway, the feds are looking at how much money is going to be required to keep American.
He's a horrible
cur. Yeah.
And then you
the,
say,
the
he's
feds
not the greatest.
Are looking, he's a horrible bad guy. Anyway, so the feds are looking into breaking up American Airlines because they don't want to keep pouring money into it. If it's, you know, they were upset because they just discontinued service to 15 or 20 different cities, and they weren't supposed to do that, but they don't have the funds to serve as many cities as they're in. So there's been some discussion, apparently not conclusive. Okay, Delta would get this, United would get that, Southwest would get this, if they were to break up or make American a lot smaller than it is right now. So I hope that doesn't happen. But in this age, who knows what's going to happen? I thought we ought to have a little gossip, ladies. Harry and Meghan are going to. I don't know, are they being required to repay the $3 million in money?
No, but they did it anyway, and that's partially because of that big Netflix paycheck that they just got. The rumor is that it's over $100 million.
Woo!
To produce all that stuff for Netflix. So the first thing they did
Obama's got 60, 70, 80 million from Netflix to do the same thing, right?
Yeah. So they took the $3 million and they gave it back to the sovereign grant, which comes from taxpayers. I feel like they got a lot of bad publicity over this. The Queen approved all of this money to renovate their residence.
You. Yeah, I agree.
I feel like this was something people just wanted to pick on yet again, make it about Meghan Markle and how awful she is because she's American and she's half black. I think that there's a lot in here. The weird thing about this new book, though, Finding Freedom, I couldn't believe this. So they make, apparently when you marry into the royal family, you have to go through like personal protection courses, and they staged a kidnapping where Meghan was bundled up and thrown in a car by a terrorist, taken to a different location, and then she basically is taught how to deal with being kidnapped, how to, develop a relationship with the people who are kidnapping her, and how to drive a car in pursuit. Like, it was very bizarre, and I guess Kate Middleton had to go through it, too.
Now she can do an action movie.
Right.
Yeah, right, exactly. But, to go back to the money that they're getting and Netflix and how people who are president or important politician get rewarded for their time in office, either they get it while they're in office or they get it when they get out of office. The Clintons, since they got out of office, have managed to amass a fortune of a couple of hundred million bucks, and the Obamas are well on their way. They got 60-some-odd million for a book deal. I think they got 80 million from Netflix or something close to that. So that's 140 million right there. And so you think
pays to be president.
president. Exactly. It certainly does. You go back. Bush didn't need the money, and I don't know what he's gotten since he was president. But you know,
he had a best-selling book. He made a lot of money on the book, too.
Yeah. But not he not made a few
million.
$100 million. He didn't make $100 million.
He drew some pictures and put it in a book that no one bought.
All right. All right. 15 past the hour. We'll talk about the weather here in a matter of moments. If you take care of your body well, congratulations. How about your brain? Are you taking care of your brain well? If the answer to that question is, then maybe you ought to participate in, or at least partake of, the brain health supplement known as Prevagen. Prevagen is something that's in my daily routine. Probably ought to be in yours, too, for a healthier brain, a better life. Improve your short-term memory. Certainly with all the stuff going on in my mind or my brain, I need to make sure that it's being fed well, and that's the case with Prevagen. Remember the name Prevagen. It's there for you to have a healthier brain and a better life.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Names in the news. Nick Cannon has returned to being on the radio. Remember a couple of months ago, he said something that was construed to be anti-Semitic, and so he took a couple of months off, or he was told to take a couple of months off. They didn't fire him, and a lot of people have been fired since then for saying a lot less than he did. So I'd say he ought to count his lucky stars if he likes being on the radio. Coming back into the situation. The temperature in Denver yesterday was almost 100 degrees less than it had been the day before. How'd you like to live in that? It was a wild snowstorm up in the Rockies. 18 inches of snow and extreme cold, bitter wind chills today through there. What do you think? How do you do that? How do you go
the
outside?
The temper in Colorado is so bizarre. I have family there. My mom's family is in Colorado. And this time of year is notorious for being super hot one day and then freezing cold and snowing the next. It's so bizarre. I don't know what happens in Colorado, but something whips up around there.
Well, their jet stream is kind of wild this summer. It's brought some beautiful weather here to New England, although we have some rain. We need some rain the next couple of days, but it's been... There's been no humidity. Beautiful, those beautiful clear blue skies that you love to see, you love to wake up to. So anyway, those every bit of enjoyment you have that way, you should be thankful for. Hopefully you are. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
How people come up with lyric lines and ideas for songs. Flying on the Ground is Wrong from Neil Young is what you're listening to right now. Neil has selected, by the way, he's certifiably crazy, this guy. He really is. He's a madman. But he supports the farmers, so I guess I put them in good stead with me. Anyway, he selected a concert, Victoria, that he played in Carnegie Hall in 1970 as the inaugural release from his upcoming official bootleg series. I believe him as a bootlegger. I think I can see that easily. This is
No, that has nothing to do with alcohol.
No, I understand, but
oh, okay.
I can still see him doing that. No, this is a bootleg. This is material.
I've never heard the term bootlegger not related to alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, this is a... there have been a lot of copies of... You know, we were talking about the Chinese earlier. They love to go and send people into theaters and run cameras, take pictures, or not pictures, but video of movies, and then they release them.
Right.
On their, you know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, this is a... the official bootleg series from Neil Young is a solo acoustic gig. Happened 3 months after the release of After the Gold Rush. It's never been heard by fans before. Young played a couple of shows at Carnegie Hall that week. He said, listening to existing bootlegs, seems that all the bootleggers got the second Carnegie Hall show. There was one at 8 o'clock and one at midnight. No one got the first one, which was the first time I walked on stage at Carnegie Hall, blowing my own 25-year-old mind. I think he'd probably been blown by a few other things before he got on stage. That'd just be speculation on my part. I think he's enjoyed the wacky weed with his pal Willie for a long time. The gigs were the culmination of a breakthrough year for Young because of the huge success of the album After the Gold Rush with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. The album was called Deja Vu. They were the most prominent concerts of his solo career up until that point. And he flew in his parents, Scott Young, Razzie Young, so they could witness the performances. Days before that show, he warmed up with six shows at the Cellar Door in Washington. Selections from this residency released as a 2013 Live at the Cellar Door concert. This one, Carnegie Hall, December 4th, 1970, very special to me, he says. Change happens fast. As I've gone through these early bootlegs, Carnegie Hall, the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, Royce Hall, and others, they show a change, something you can hear, an evolution with me. And the acknowledgement, yep, time flies. I've never been a fan of his by, I don't like his music by itself. I liked him with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yeah, and I like Buffalo Springfield. I've recently gotten into them, so I like
good.
Him. I like him
good.
Like in a group, but I've never really been a Neil Young solo
terrible.
Fan.
He's usually off key. It's really awful. All right, 26 after on the DJV show, Victoria and I have now the new wave group from England, New Order. They dropped this song called "Be a Rebel," first new song since 2015's Music Complete. New Order initially planned to drop Be a Rebel ahead of their fall tour, but because it was rescheduled, they decided to release it now. In tough times, we wanted to reach out with a new song. We can't play live for a while, but music is still something we can all share together. We hope you'll enjoy it. Crank it up, though, will you? I think I like it. Yes, this is kind of poppy stuff I like.
It's very 80s synth pop.
They're compared to the Pet Shop Boys. I think that's somewhat legitimate, don't you? Doesn't this sound like the Pet Shop Boys a little bit?
A little bit, yep.
Yeah. Their North American tour begins next year, next September, in Toronto. They're going to go to the Hollywood Bowl and places like that. Also going to perform a one-off London show in November at the O2. Is that this year or next year?
Next year.
I guess that's next year, right.
Yeah.
All right. That's the story of the New Order and what's going on with them. I think I like this song. You might want to check it out, called New Order. 28 at the hour on the DJV program.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were injured battling a fire in the Los Padres National Forest in Central California. Excessive high winds near hurricane strength are fanning the flames in hundreds of fires across the Pacific Northwest. The Bobcat Fire, just north of L.A., has millions of people under red flag warnings. David Dentek is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
The wind's pushing from the northeast, so we don't want that fire to go any further south. That's why a warning was made for everybody in those areas to be prepared, have a plan ready to go.
Here in Oregon, Interstate 5 has been closed down near the border of California. The Alameda Fire has caused mass evacuations in the cities of Ashland and Phoenix. The town of Blue River, just east of Eugene, Oregon, has had catastrophic damage. Hundreds of homes have been burned. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Seven people were found shot and killed at an illegal marijuana growing operation in a small California desert town. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says the victims were all found in a home in the middle of the night on Monday, and detectives discovered more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana inside that house, as well as hundreds of pot plants still growing. No word on a motive at this time, but it's suspected the drugs have something to do with it. No arrests have been made. Air travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the four-day period last year. And a Christian group has launched a new effort to try to drive people against backing President Trump's re-election, especially in key swing states like Florida and Michigan. Faithful America, which describes itself as the largest online community of grassroots Christians acting for social justice, announcing the initiative yesterday, saying it's the first time they've chosen to become directly involved in election activity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
After the hour, on the brink of something new, this is the DJV program. Doug Stephan, Victoria Keelan here with some focus on the virus, what's happening now, what may happen in the future. Apparently, one of the drug companies has stopped the vaccine trial, Victoria. Why?
Yeah, AstraZeneca, which is one of the largest drug companies in the world, they've been working on their the global trials for the COVID vaccine, and they had to halt it because of an unexplained illness in one of the volunteers. And so they say it's standard precaution in vaccine trials that is meant to ensure experimental vaccines don't cause serious reactions among the participants. And they said, as part of the ongoing randomized controlled global trials of the Oxford coronavirus vaccine, they said our standard review process triggered a pause to the review basically because somebody has, they're not saying what the side effects are or what this person is feeling, which is a little bit scary because I think the rest of us kind of want to know, you know,
yep.
if you're going to get a vaccine, you know, what are the side effects? What can you what can you look forward to? So they're testing the vaccine. It's like I said, it's called the Oxford vaccine because it was developed at Oxford University. In the United States, it's being as well as the UK, Latin America, Asia, Europe, and Africa. So it's being tested pretty much everywhere. And I guess this is the first complaint of someone having some adverse reactions. But,
yeah.
again, we don't know. And how long they're going to halt the studies, we also do not know. I think they're investigating, and then they'll figure it out.
The problem with colleges opening the way they have and the focus on the virus, which is basically in many communities moved onto college campuses and college towns. I was talking to a very close friend of mine who was on the board of trustees with me when I was on the board at Heidelberg, my alma mater, and what's going on there now, what they're doing to keep the virus from spreading. Their plan is to start school. They started school now, and they're going to have classes every day, including Saturday, actually some Sunday classes. And they're going to, the kids are all sort of isolated on the campus. They're not allowed to go off the campus and to basically mingle with the people in the community. They'll stay on campus. They get their food. They have, there's no football season, that kind of stuff. But they're, you know, they're living a normal, kind of quasi-normal life on campus, but they can't go off campus. I don't know what they do to them if they do. I'm sure some kids are going to go off campus and do crazy stuff. But at any rate, they're going to go through this 6 or 7 day a week class schedule until Thanksgiving. Then everybody will go home at Thanksgiving and not come back until after the first of the year. And they're going to take their exams online. Or they're going to take them, you know, do whatever the Zoom stuff is. Which I thought was an interesting kind of creative way. When you look around at what's going on, I mean, any number of the State University of New York and Oneonta,
every campus has an outbreak now.
Look at it.
And it's not surprising because when you look at the pictures, there are, you know, I think it was in Michigan's reporting a whole bunch of cases. It's in every state. Every state that kids have gone back to school, to campus. And when you look at the pictures, there were houseboats and, you know, triple-decker, you know, those river or those lake boats that everybody parties on. A cluster of these boats filled with college kids, not a single mask anywhere. And, you know, naturally those are going to be outbreaks. And so I think that it's smart to keep the kids on campus and quarantine them there. Why bring them home and endanger their parents or grandparents or other people in the community?
Well, let them travel.
If they want and if they want to cry, oh, well, I want to go home to my mom and dad. Well, you know what? You should have listened to the school's rules. And, you know, you should act like an adult. Yeah. If you're over 18, act like an adult.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting to see how we are dealing with this. We are a politically divided nation. We are a nation that seems to have been divided by this. And I was thinking of what happened after September 11th. You know, when we came out of that, the attacks, we adopted a mentality that respected each other. And I wonder out loud, Victoria, whether or not we're going to. The Chinese government is our enemy. This virus is our enemy. And how are we going to win the war? Are we going to approach it the way we did things after September 11th, when for 4 or 5 years we were a very united country, very united? This is the same kind of thing. Maybe it wasn't, you know, the drama of September 11th itself galvanized us, but we've had six, seven months of this thing. The state of our government is, and the state of our country is in shambles. Businesses. And so what's going to change? How are our priorities? Will we ever be the same? You know, when you think about the public health stuff, sanitization, travel, supply chains, that sort of thing for food and water and cleaning supplies, I think that stuff's all going to change. A lot of stuff is changing. But how do we unify? That's the question that I have, because, you know, even Fauci and this Dr. Birx have become political targets. So I'm wondering out loud, we don't seem to have that same spark of unity. This is a common enemy. The Chinese Communist Party, the leaders of that country, are our enemy. It's time we realized it and stopped letting them into. We were talking earlier, if you didn't hear the conversation, you can listen to it later on during the day because you can always hear the program 24 hours a day at djvshow.com. But we were talking about the incursion of Chinese money into movies and what that's doing to our culture. It's everywhere. And I'm not sure that we either are sophisticated enough or they've so dug themselves in. And then people say, oh, like they said to me when I was talking about the Chinese virus in context of a commercial, and I'm a racist. Give me a break. There's nothing about me, and I have nothing to be ashamed of. Those people should be ashamed of the way they handled it, frankly. But there's all that kind of stuff. So where's the unity that we need, Victoria? How do we establish, how do we come up with unity?
It's a great question. I think if the answer was simple, someone would have already done it.
Yeah.
But the problem, though, is that unity, you know, unity isn't sexy. Unity doesn't sell, you know.
No, it
doesn't. And when
nope.
you are, right. and that's part of the problem. After 9/11, unity was the one thing that everybody wanted, right? Yep. Everybody wanted unity, and it worked.
Yep. Yep.
Right now, you know, we're in the most politically divisive time, certainly of my life. My parents have said they don't even recall another time that it was ever this divisive
nope.
in their
Never.
Lives.
Yep.
So I don't, you know, this is, people are stoking the flames of divisiveness and unity is off the table. I just don't see unity being on the table for a long time.
Bad.
And that's too bad.
Yeah, not good. And then there are other ways that our lives will not be the same as well. I mean, I think we all would like to have life, the good stuff, return to the way it was before the virus. But it's hard when you look at some of these things, some of these companies, some of the things like the amount of surveillance, the security measures now that are in place to protect people from germs, right? And, you know, whether people walk down the street, some countries have drones that are being used to berate citizens for breaking curfew or the rules with masks, that kind of stuff. Then, you know, there's, how many people thought about what it was like to get into an airplane or a car or a bus or a train before this happened? You got on the plane, you sat in the seat, you did your thing, and that was it. But now,
my husband was on a train 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
On New Jersey Transit commuting into New York.
So, now there are pathogens everywhere, so one would think. Cruises the same way, although the cruise business, was it you or Jennifer who said that bookings for next year's cruises
next year.
Are...
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Hotels the same way. What about...
Hotels, no. The weird thing is, people are finding that they want to go on a cruise, and they, for whatever reason, feel comfortable with that, but the hotel industry is still very much underwater.
Yeah.
Airbnb shot through the roof. Cruise lines, people are good with that. I do think that the airlines will bounce back, but
I
for whatever
too.
Reason, people are just hotel business is really, really struggling.
Yeah, and I asked. Remember when I went to LA a few weeks ago? I asked for some extra pillows and blankets. Nope, you can't have them. Maybe healthcare will be different. I know when I went into hospital last week for that day. I thought it was really interesting the way that I was treated, the amount of technology everywhere, a television screen in every corner of every room that you're in. You're prodded and poked and punctured to get information so that they can figure out. In my lifetime, I will never forget that woman, the nurse, sticking that Q-tip up my nose almost into my brain. Never. I will never forget that. Never.
Well, that's the COVID test.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Right.
The long, what are they called? The long swab.
And it was long, man.
A friend of mine, two of my friends
long.
Had them. Yeah, my one friend said, she goes, I'm pretty sure he touched my brain.
Yeah.
So
I think I said that on Monday, too, didn't I? Something like
no,
that.
No, I didn't know you had a COVID test.
Look at how, I've had two so far. One of them when did I have the first one? When I had my, in April, when I had the endoscopy. And then again for this sort of thing. I went into a facility yesterday with my business partners. And this guy gave us the gun, took everybody's temperature before we went through the door. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty interesting, given the nature of the business. But everybody's temperature was, you know, pretty much normal. And that's good. It's a good feeling. It's a comfort to know. Frankly, I'd rather be tested like that. I'd rather know what's going on. A lot of people don't want to know what's going on. I sure as heck do. I've also noticed, I said they couldn't find an alarm clock, and I couldn't find a new electric razor that wasn't made in China. I would normally just go shopping. I'd get in my car or the truck and go down to the drugstore, go down to the, to Macy's or someplace and buy something. You can't buy that stuff anymore. You kind of have to do it online. And so I went online to find this new razor, and I was all over the place. It took me a long time. I went to 6 different sites before I saw what it was that I needed that wasn't made in China. But how many people are going to take that time and do it that way? I think it's something you ought to be. I think it's very, very important. The restaurant business and sports and entertainment, all that stuff, is that going to ever be the same?
Yeah, I think eventually.
It's too early to tell, but
yeah, yeah. I think next year. I don't know if it'll be the spring or next summer, but I do think that things will feel normal again. I do think, though, people will remember this time forever, and maybe more when they're in a crowded area, maybe they will want to keep wearing a mask. Even so you don't get, like, the flu, the regular flu.
What I said about about colleges and stuff, and you and I have been on the same page completely all along with regard to these people that are just going out, and Jennifer has been too, go out and just selfish bastards that, here's these 460,000 motorcycle enthusiasts that went to Sturgis, South Dakota a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Researchers found that thousands and thousands and thousands of these people have been sickened across the country. It's spread kind of like what happened after that Biogen, that was the beginning of this back in March. They had their national conference here in Framingham and in Boston, and 20,000 people came to it, and they were all emissaries for COVID when they left. And that was what most people think was the beginning of the big deal here in America. Right now, if you think about what it's costing you and me for these rallies, these infections, these group experiences, there are those who are saying it'll be $12 billion or more. For these people that just don't seem to care. You can't tell me to wear a mask, you stupido. It's for everybody's benefit. It's not about freedom.
Yep.
Use some common
sense.
There
are certain things that, and we talked about this yesterday, there are certain things now that have changed. In the beginning of COVID, everyone said, you should wear rubber, you should wear medical gloves wherever you go. Well, then it turns out that was actually wrong because you're spreading the virus even more. It gets trapped on the gloves and then it's cross-contamination. So you don't do that anymore. The new thing is you don't need to disinfect your groceries. That's been proven or disproven. Right. Doesn't do anything. But the one thing that stayed consistent that has been proven over and over and over again is wearing a mask.
Masks.
Works. It works.
It does. Good morning and hello. Welcome to the world.
Washing your hands. That's the other thing that's important.
Yeah,
20 seconds. Water and soap. Yeah, that's important. And wearing a mask.
All right. Losing weight at this time, important too, so you don't get it, because most of the people who've gotten COVID are overweight. They have immune compromised systems, and oftentimes that happens from just being too big, too heavy, too overweight. So when you start losing weight and you're feeling good, I've gone through all of these weight loss mistakes that people are making. One of them is that you skimp on sleep. One of my problems, not in losing weight necessarily, but what I found after my experience last week, and not that it was any news to me, I don't get enough sleep. So I'm trying to change that. If you're trying to lose weight, the one key is that you gotta get enough rest. Check out all the rules for losing weight by going to toploss.com. Sign up for Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV for shipping savings.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sounds like the beginning of Love Boat or a half a dozen other TV shows that had themes that all sounded the same. Right, Chucker? Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with some movie moments. What are we celebrating here?
Actually, that's a theme to a TV show called Knots Landing, which ran the 1980s to the 1990s. I would be remiss. Yesterday, I wanted to talk about, real briefly, Kevin Dobson, actor who I liked a lot, passed away at the age of 77. He played a character named Bobby Crocker on the original Kojak series.
Crocker! Remember when Kojak used to yell at him, Crocker!
And then he got the role of Mac McKenzie, the husband of Michelle Lee, in a very popular TV show, Knots Landing, which is a spinoff of Dallas. I just really thought he grounded that show, and he was a unique talent, and I was a fan, and he passed away.
I was, too. I agree with that. What happened to him? Do you know? I read stuff. He was still working.
He had some sort of streaming movie that was coming out this year. So he pretty much worked consistently. You didn't see a lot of him in big mainstream projects, but he did work. But his claim to fame most likely, well, primarily was Kojak, Knots Landing, and also did a few soap operas in the afternoon he was part of. I think Dying Light, I think he was part of for a long time.
But he had a very, you would reckon, most people remember him actually from his name, but you certainly would recognize him if you saw his picture. But I would, 77, man, that hits close to home.
And I think he was, if you read his bio, he was a blue-collar worker until he was in his upper 30s. And then got the acting bug, did a stage play, and then
Kojak. I think Telly Savalas saw him someplace and liked him. But it was, you know, you think about the Harrison Ford story, which is basically the same. He was a carpenter, and he was spotted by somebody, and I forget who it was, to be an extra or to do some show, you know, and it went from there.
So what you're saying is a lot of it's luck, right?
Yep.
There's millions and millions of talented people, some a little bit more talented than others, some have a screen presence, some have a unique intangible, but you got to get discovered. And if you don't get discovered, nobody's going to know about any of those things, correct?
Yep, right, yep. Exactly. All right, I was talking yesterday at Army Hammer and the new, I think I've talked about it a couple of days this week, that new The Death on the Nile, which is coming out in October, which I thought maybe that was a mistake, they should put it out later. Now you see that Lily James and Armie Hammer's Rebecca coming out on Netflix about the same time. Have you seen the teaser to this, Chuck?
I did not. I mean, I know they released it on social media.
Have you, Victoria, seen the teaser?
Yeah, it looks great. I love. I'm a big Lily James fan, and so starting from Downton Abbey, yeah, I love her, and I think they're going to be great together. And it's also nice to see Kristen Scott Thomas back in.
She's the baddie.
Yeah, she's right? Mrs. Danvers. Yeah. Yeah, this is a classic, old movie or old book, and then old movie too. So
he loves to do that. Armie Hammer loves to play those sorts of roles. I know him. I actually don't know him. My son is a very good friend of his, and he tells me stories about how he chooses his roles. What's that?
Two birthdays today. I'm going to give you two names of birthdays. You tell me what pops in your head. Hugh Grant is 60 years old. What's your favorite Hugh Grant movie?
Hugh Grant, I think Four Weddings and a Funeral.
I go Notting Hill.
Notting Hill is a good movie, too. Yep. But I like
another one. Adam Sandler, 54 years old.
What's a favorite movie? I like him when he's silly, but he's gotten serious lately. I thought that movie he did last year was atrocious. Oh, my God, what a horrible movie.
I love him in The Wedding Singer. I like a lot of Adam Sandler, but The Wedding Singer is probably
The Water Boy.
To me, I know it's critically dubbed, but Mr. Deeds makes me laugh.
Really?
It's like he's John Turturro with the butler. I mean, that's some funny. I don't know. It's silly humor at its best. Yeah. But Adam Sandler, a unique talent who's made an absolute fortune in the industry. He was on. People say, "Where's Adam Sandler? Where's that?" Well, he does Netflix movies and makes a ton of money to do it. He's on Forbes magazine's highest paid actors. So done well.
Good. Jane Fonda is quoted as saying Marlon Brando was quote disappointing in bed. Revealing her early experiences in Hollywood as a new interview in the New York Times. She played a round of confirm or deny in which she opened up about her time with various stars like Marvin Gaye, Marlon Brando. I'm trying to envision that.
Well, I got to come back tomorrow with more movie news, but go ahead.
Well, she's a movie star, and Brando is a movie star, and that sort of stuff. I think it's interesting. She says she doesn't think much about her great regret, she said, was Marvin Gaye. I don't know what. I think she was married to Tom Hayden at the time, and she wanted to. Ah, well, there we are. It's the moral compass of America in Hollywood. There it is. Chuck Curry here on the DJB program.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.